blog, professor of law at LMU Loyola Law School, Justin Levitt, writes that the DOJ legal action could turn out to be a good thing. He said, "Now there will be federal judges carefully examining the claims that DOJ has made about its authority under specific statutes and truly putting them to the test." We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Well, happy Monday. It's October 6th, and it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Local news coming up with Stuart J. Waddles, state news with Leslie Lotto. Mike Lemons has got your sports. We'll get traffic and weather updates as well, along with money and business news and Pam Bianchi's farm reports. The morning news continues with CBS coming up in just a couple of seconds. WAUK news time is 8 o'clock.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Protests in Portland. Oregonians standing up against President Trump's expanding plans to send federal troops into more American cities to fight crime. Last night, a federal judge temporarily blocked him from dispatching the National Guard to Portland. State Attorney General Dan Rayfield.
The state of Oregon will absolutely not be a party to the president's attempt to normalize the use of the United States military in our American cities.
Overnight, Illinois' governor announced the president is deploying hundreds of Texas National Guard troops to Chicago.
People shot and killed. And Priska gets up and says, what a wonderful place it is. They need help.
Israeli and Hamas leaders are meeting in Egypt today to discuss President Trump's sweeping peace plan for Gaza. Correspondent Deborah Pata from Jerusalem.
There are many sticking points that could upend the deal. Hamas has made no mention of disarmament, a key Israeli demand. And many Israelis believe the danger lies within Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's ruling coalition, where his right-wing allies have threatened to collapse his government if Hamas is not destroyed.
The U.S. Supreme Court opens a new term today, and President Trump's agenda will be front and center. CBS's Jan Crawford.
First up on Tuesday is a case involving so-called conversion therapy. Next week, the court's going to take up what could be one of the most significant cases of the upcoming session, whether or not states can draw up congressional districts along minority lines, racial redistricting.
A report says the Trump administration is ready to make it tougher for older Americans to qualify for Social Security disability payments.
The plan would have officials eliminating age as a factor in determining eligibility or raising the eligible age to 60. It would also update labor market data to eliminate certain kinds of jobs that are now obsolete. The Washington Post says 750,000 people could lose benefits worth some $82 billion over 10 years. Peter King, CBS News.
Couldn't make it to a theater to join all the other Swifties decked out in sequins and glitter. Taylor Swift has just released her music video for Ophelia, the first from her new Life of a Showgirl album for everyone to see. The album dropped Friday, and it's already broken a single-day streaming record on Spotify. The companion behind-the-scenes film topped the weekend box office with $33 million in domestic sales. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
New research focuses on the impact of heat waves on oceans.
Oceans store massive amounts of carbon dioxide, protecting us from climate change. But new research shows increasingly common marine heat waves are slowing the ocean's ability to do just that. Scientists led by the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute found instead of sinking to the bottom, carbon is getting stuck near the surface during heat waves in the Gulf of Alaska, meaning more carbon could escape back into the atmosphere. With those heat waves becoming more frequent, experts say long-term ocean monitoring is crucial to protect marine life and the climate. David Schechter, CBS News, Dallas.
A warehouse chain is jumping on the weight loss bandwagon. Costco will begin selling Ozempic and Wegovy soon as Novo Nordisk rushes to get ahead of the competition, including cheaper copycat versions. Both prescription-only weight loss injectables will sell for more than $500 at Costco pharmacies. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
This report on 540 WAUK is sponsored by Horizons Law Firm. Learn more about divorce coaching online at horizonslaw.com.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Traffic around the ballpark will start to get busy around the evening rush. It's an 8:08 first pitch with parking lots open for tailgating at 4:30. It's game two of the National League Division Series between the Brewers and Cubs. After tonight, there's a game for sure in Chicago. Amtrak will be running a special train from Milwaukee to the train station in Chicago, a ride that'll include Bernie Brewer and racing sausages. That Brewers Express will also make normal stops along the regular Hiawatha route, which does include a stop in Racine County. At tonight's game at American Family Field, Brewers legends Cecil Cooper and Trevor Hoffman will throw out the first pitches, along with Bob Uecker Jr. A man is in the hospital after being rescued from a burning apartment in Milwaukee. Firefighters say it started yesterday afternoon on the third floor of a building near Lloyd and Holton. The apartment was destroyed, but no one else was hurt. The cause remains under investigation. If real estate movement is any measure, immigration enforcement efforts could increase around here. ICE is moving into a new 20,000-square-foot facility on Milwaukee's northwest side after months of renovations. The building on West Lake Park Drive will serve as the main office for immigration officers and staff. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports the federal government is also looking for a second office downtown for attorneys who work with ICE, but that office will not hold detainees. After the recent ICE raids in Manitowoc, including 24 arrests tied to suspected trafficking, several advocacy groups got together in Milwaukee. Forward Latino National President Daryl Maureen says he's against the aggressive enforcement.
And let me remind you of one other thing. In and of itself, it is not a crime to be undocumented in the United States. It's a civil violation, like the civil violation I'm going to get when my parking meter expires and I get a parking ticket. It's that minor. And why is it that way? Per statute, per act of Congress. It is not a crime to be undocumented in the United States.
Homeland Security says some of those arrested up north were involved in serious crimes like sexual assault and child trafficking. No criminal complaints have been formally released. Some detainees have been deported or transferred to other facilities. Local advocates and faith leaders are calling for more transparency from federal authorities, saying many of those arrested are farm workers and members of the local community, not criminals. The operation has also sparked fears that immigrant workers are hesitant to go to work or school due to the uncertainty surrounding the raids. ICE officials say the enforcement actions are necessary to uphold the rule of law. The longest-serving speaker of the state assembly is thinking about stepping down next year. Racine County Representative and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss told WISN 12's Upfront program he hasn't decided yet but is weighing his options. He said it's not the first time he's thought about quitting, but he says past challenges kept him going. In the interview, Voss did say he expects Republicans to keep control of the assembly. He said he's looking forward to working with whomever becomes the new governor. He says he'll make a decision in January. And that's the local update. It's all news, all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. A veterinarian in southern Wisconsin's losing his license for now. The state's veterinary examining board suspended Dr. Richard Domlin. He's the lead vet at Ridgeland Farms in Blue Mounds. The board voted unanimously after a surprise inspection turned up problems with record keeping. Van Domlin had been allowed to keep practicing under certain conditions before the suspension. This isn't the first time Ridgeland Farms has faced criticism over alleged mistreatment of animals. People in Wisconsin are no longer paying sales tax on electricity and natural gas used in their homes. It was a bipartisan effort that went into effect last week, highlighted this week in Governor Tony Evers' weekly radio address.
Here in Wisconsin, we're working to lower costs for working families and give folks a little extra breathing room in their household budget.
Evers says the change will help ease the strain of rising living costs. The governor talked up the long-term impact of eliminating the tax.
Over the next 2 years alone, eliminating the sales tax on utility bills will help reduce energy costs for families and save Wisconsin households over $178 million.
Critics argue that eliminating the tax cuts state revenue, which could affect funding for public services in the long run. A new case of bird flu has been found in Wisconsin. The state's agriculture department says the disease hit a commercial poultry flock in Jefferson County that's now under quarantine. Officials say none of those birds will enter the food supply. They're reminding all poultry and livestock owners to keep their hands clean, regularly disinfect their tools, and keep animals separated. Bird owners are also urged to keep their flocks indoors whenever possible. And a monarch migration has begun. If you're lucky, you might spot the butterflies flying south through the state. Right now, they're making a 2.5-month trip from the north all the way to central Mexico. Experts say only a tiny super generation makes that journey. Just 2 to 5% of monarchs survive to adulthood. At night, they rest in roosts that can include hundreds or even thousands of butterflies. Scientists say you can help by planting milkweed and nectar plants and reporting sightings to track their migration. Wisconsin sports, today's forecast, traffic and road delays next. All news, all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM WAUK.
If you're trying to do your own divorce, divorce coaching can be a godsend. It can help you organize all of your financials, review your spouse's financials, and help you put together a proposal to resolve your divorce or be able to articulate why the proposal is unfair and whether you can push back on things like an inheritance or the income of the other party. Call Horizons Law Group today and speak to attorney Michelle Fitzgerald, 262-432-3600 or horizonslaw.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Water's incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Did you hear something on WAUK you'd like to hear again but don't know how? Go to our website, waukradio.com. There you'll find the full lineup of WAUK and Civic Media podcasts. Choose your favorite from Matinee on Air, Maggie Dawn, Todd Alba, or Tom Hartman. It's all online anytime you want it on demand. WAUKradio.com.
And good morning on your morning commute, 8:13 WAUK News Time, 540 and 100.3 FM. I'm Dan Haney. We got sports with Mike Clemens coming up in just a second. Also, traffic delays on some parts of the freeway. We'll get the latest report and another warm, mild day in store, well, somewhat. As we all know, it's fall, so the temps in the 80s are pretty much a day of the past. Let's get a look at sports. Milwaukee, Chicago Cubs tonight. NLDS game number 2. Mike Clemens at Sports, WAUK News Time, 8:13.
The playoffs continue in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports at American Family Field, where the Brewers host the Cubs. Tonight in Game 2 of their best-of-five series, the Brewers winning Game 1 on Saturday, 9-3. Lefty Aaron Ashby named the opener for the crew tonight. NFL, the Packers back at work after a bye. They'll host Cincinnati on Sunday. College football, the Badgers losing at Michigan, 24-10. Luke Fickell.
Well, we're not here to sugarcoat anything. Obviously, there obviously is always some good, but our ability to sustain and finish is where, you know, we still are not close to where we need to be.
Wisconsin has now lost 3 in a row. NBA, the Bucks in Miami tonight against the Heat. Giannis recovering from COVID. When will he be ready to play?
He said we're going to need a good 3 days. He told me two, but after watching them, I think it's three for sure.
That's the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports on Mike Clemens.
Let's get a look at the roads and your morning commute for a Monday, October 6th. WAUK News Time 8:15. Bonnie Green, what you got?
An accident on 4194 southbound. It's on the exit ramp to Rawson Avenue. 4145 northbound, stop and go Mayfair to Hampton. 94 eastbound is jammed up. 92nd Street to 35th. 94 westbound, 25th to Mitchell Boulevard is heavy. And 43 southbound, Brown Deer to Center Street slow. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Thanks, Bonnie. WAUK Traffic brought to you by Blindster.com. Blindster.com sells custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Their blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows, and if they don't for any reason, they'll remake them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com. Let's get a look at the weather. WAUK News Time, 8:15.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today with scattered showers, perhaps a rumble of thunder this afternoon. High temperatures in the mid-70s. For tonight, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm as well. Lows in the mid-50s. Increasing sunshine Tuesday, highs in the mid-60s. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
An update with CBS News coming up. It's WAUK in the morning, all morning. Or it's all news all morning. WAUK News Time, 8:16.
Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The fall agriculture tourism season is underway, and from apple orchards to pumpkin patches, it's a great time to travel across the state. But have you ever thought about camping on a farm? There is a push to make a new law allowing farmers to host up to 3 paying campers without a license. Supporters say it's needed to help diversify their incomes.
To allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping. When they're overnight for farm stays, pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
That's Sheila Everhart with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. You can learn more, including where to go this fall, at the website WIAGtourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Here's your Jill on Money question of the day.
Andrew from Nebraska asks, when my nieces and nephews were born, I opened up an UTMA account for them. I have a new nephew coming, and I was wondering, with the new 529 rules, would it be better to open up a 529 or stick with the UTMA account for the new nephew? Andrew, I would choose a 529 plan over an UTMA account. Given those new rules, which allow up to $35,000 of 529 funds to be contributed to a Roth in the beneficiary's name, that 529 plan is now even more of a slam dunk.
Have a question? Go to JillOnMoney.com.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
And good morning. It's 818 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. I'm Dan Handy. How are you? All news, all morning, right here on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Coming up at 9, we've got Matt Nair on air. And at 9:30 this morning, Jane and Craig Visit with Civic Media News Director Shelley Pittman for a look at the headlines from around the state from over this past weekend. And this week is Banned Books Week. And at 10:06, the show welcomes author and journalist Jackie Lennon to talk about banned books. That's coming up at 9 with Matt Nair on Air with Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach. Let's get a look at CBS News, WAUK News Time 8:19.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Protests in Portland. Oregonians standing up against President Trump's expanding plans to send federal troops into more American cities to fight crime. Last night, a federal judge temporarily blocked him from dispatching the National Guard to Portland. State Attorney General Dan Rayfield.
The state of Oregon will absolutely not be a party to the president's attempt to normalize the use of the United States military in our American cities.
Overnight, Illinois' governor announced the president is deploying hundreds of Texas National Guard troops to Chicago.
People shot and killed. And Priska gets up and says, what a wonderful place it is. They need help.
Israeli and Hamas leaders are meeting in Egypt today to discuss President Trump's sweeping peace plan for Gaza. Correspondent Deborah Pata from Jerusalem.
There are many sticking points that could upend the deal. Hamas has made no mention of disarmament, a key Israeli demand. And many Israelis believe the danger lies within Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's ruling coalition, where his right-wing allies have threatened to collapse his government if Hamas is not destroyed.
The U.S. Supreme Court opens a new term today, and President Trump's agenda will be front and center. CBS's Jan Crawford.
First up on Tuesday is a case involving so-called conversion therapy. Next week, the court's going to take up what could be one of the most significant cases of the upcoming session, whether or not states can draw up congressional districts along minority lines, racial redistricting.
A report says the Trump administration is ready to make it tougher for older Americans to qualify for Social Security disability payments.
The plan would have officials eliminating age as a factor in determining eligibility or raising the eligible age to 60. It would also update labor market data to eliminate certain kinds of jobs that are now obsolete. The Washington Post says 750,000 people could lose benefits worth some $82 billion over 10 years. Peter King, CBS News.
Couldn't make it to a theater to join all the other Swifties decked out in sequins and glitter. Taylor Swift has just released her music video for Ophelia, the first from her new Life of a Showgirl album for everyone to see. The album dropped Friday, and it's already broken a single-day streaming record on Spotify. The companion behind-the-scenes film topped the weekend box office with $33 million in domestic sales. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
New research focuses on the impact of heat waves on oceans.
Oceans store massive amounts of carbon dioxide, protecting us from climate change. But new research shows increasingly common marine heat waves are slowing the ocean's ability to do just that. Scientists led by the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute found instead of sinking to the bottom, carbon is getting stuck near the surface during heat waves in the Gulf of Alaska, meaning more carbon could escape back into the atmosphere. With those heat waves becoming more frequent, experts say long-term ocean monitoring is crucial to protect marine life and the climate. David Schechter, CBS News, Dallas.
A warehouse chain is jumping on the weight loss bandwagon. Costco will begin selling Ozempic and Wegovy soon as Novo Nordisk rushes to get ahead of the competition, including cheaper copycat versions. Both prescription-only weight loss injectables will sell for more than $500 at Costco pharmacies. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. 24 people were arrested in Manitowoc last month. Last week, members of the community got together in Milwaukee to speak out.
One of the, I think, bright spots is the fact that is the community response. And there is a saying now embraced, right, in the movement, which is, el pueblo salva al pueblo, which is, in English, the people save the people.
Christine Newman-Ortiz, executive director of Voces de la Frontera, praised the community's resilience, but questions the speed of the action. Immigration advocates report three workers were deported quickly, one transferred to a prison out of state, and one held locally. Homeland Security calls those arrested some of the worst, citing prior criminal convictions like sexual assault and child trafficking. ICE enforcement in the state is expected to increase, with the Palmyra Police Department signing an agreement to help identify and detain undocumented immigrants. Critics warn the operation fuels a cycle of deportations, raising concerns about community trust and fairness in the justice system. Brewers baseball will bring busy streets around the ballpark. It's a night game with an 8:08 first pitch this evening. Parking opens for tailgating 3.5 hours before the game gets going against the Cubs in Game 2 of the National League Division Series. After tonight, Game 3 is set for Chicago, where fans not heading south can join a watch party at the Harley-Davidson campus. They'll have a 135-inch screen, food trucks, and entertainment all free to attend. Amtrak is running a special train to Chicago Wednesday for those with tickets to Wrigley. Tonight's first pitches will come from Brewer greats Cecil Cooper, Trevor Hoffman, and Bob Uecker Jr. 2,200 homes suffered major damage or were destroyed. It's been 2 months since those massive floods hit Milwaukee County, and the numbers are adding up. Nearly 2,200 homes have major damage or were wiped out, most in Milwaukee's north and west sides and nearby suburbs. More than 3,500 people have already been approved for FEMA aid. That's about $26 million in all. The deadline for FEMA assistance is November 12th, and help is available online, by phone, or at local recovery centers. It wasn't a total loss for the Chicago area in sports this weekend in Milwaukee. The men's winner of the Milwaukee Lakefront Marathon is from Park Ridge, Illinois, near O'Hare. Nearly 3,000 runners from across the country took on the Milwaukee Lakefront Marathon and Half Marathon along the lake and downtown. The 43rd annual event featured a course that crossed the iconic Hone Bridge. James Weissensohl of Illinois won the men's marathon in just under 2 hours and 38 minutes. Isabel Say of Sussex took the women's top spot with a time of 2:48. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. Wisconsin's updating its laws for the age of artificial intelligence. Governor Tony Evers signed a bipartisan bill that makes it illegal to post or make AI-generated intimate images meant to threaten or harass someone. The law also expands a definition of nudity crimes and protects people from having private images reproduced without their say. Supporters say it's about protecting privacy in the digital age. A new COVID-19 vaccine's rolling out just in time for fall here in Wisconsin. With colder weather pushing people indoors, doctors expect more cases of respiratory illnesses, including COVID. Pharmacies already have the updated shot, and now healthcare providers everywhere are opening appointments. The governor's also signed an executive order making sure the vaccine stays covered by insurance for everyone in the state. Free speech on Wisconsin college campuses is back in the spotlight at the state capitol. Republican lawmakers are proposing a bill that would punish public universities if they violate free speech rights. Schools could face lawsuits, tuition freezes for 2 years, and even have to note violations on admission documents. The plan also calls for required First Amendment training and surveys about political bias every 2 years. There's a new push in Madison to better understand Parkinson's disease. Lawmakers from both parties are backing a bill that would set up a statewide Parkinson's registry at UW-Madison. It would track cases of the disease and publish yearly reports. Experts say it could give researchers key clues about what might contribute to the second most common brain disease after Alzheimer's. New changes have officially gone into effect for Wisconsin's supplemental nutrition program for women, infants, and children. According to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, the changes implemented to the WIC program will offer people expanded food choices more options for special diets, and additional support for healthy eating habits. Among the changes are an extra $3 for fruits and vegetables, more options for infant foods, and more whole grain options for women who are pregnant, breastfeeding, or postpartum. Wisconsin sports, today's forecast, traffic and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM WAUK.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. September 16th, Maine and Oregon were the first to be sued by the Trump Department of Justice for refusing to provide voter data to be shared within federal agencies. Six more states have been sued, and it could be a good thing. September 25th, DOJ rolled out complaints for Pennsylvania, Michigan, California, Minnesota, New Hampshire, and New York. In August, Pennsylvania Secretary of State Al Schmidt, a Republican, told DOJ, "Your letter dated August 14 specifically asked for detailed personal and confidential information, including driver's license numbers and Social Security numbers, for all Pennsylvania voters. This request and reported efforts to collect broad data on millions of Americans represent a concerning attempt to expand the federal government's role in our country's electoral process," unquote. States have loudly reminded DOJ that the states and Congress are empowered by the U.S. Constitution for election oversight, not the federal government, and that the requests violate both state and federal privacy statutes. Writing in Election Law Blog, professor of law at LMU Loyola Law School, Justin Levitt, writes that the DOJ legal action could turn out to be a good thing. He said, "Now there will be federal judges carefully examining the claims that DOJ has made about its authority under specific statutes and truly putting them to the test." We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hi, it's Maggie Dawn. Join me every weekday afternoon from 4 to 6 on 540 WAUK and 100.3 FM. Our guests and experts cover the news and issues that matter most to you and your family, from rising grocery prices to affordable health care to political division. It's great conversation, real solutions, and a small dose of fun, too. The Maggie Dawn Show, right here on 540 WAUK 100.3 FM.
Good morning. Happy Monday, October 6th. My name is Dan Haney. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. WAUK News Time 8:31. Are you one of those who are going to be, maybe leaving work a bit early? It'll probably be a good idea because we all know the NLDS game number 2 tonight at American Family Field will be happening. Milwaukee and Chicago, the Cubs, that is. Let's get a look at the preview with Mike Clements, WAUK Sports, and WAUK News Time 8:31.
The playoffs continue in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports at American Family Field, where the Brewers host the Cubs. Tonight in Game 2 of their best-of-five series, the Brewers winning Game 1 on Saturday 9-3. Lefty Aaron Ashby named the opener for the crew tonight. NFL, the Packers back at work after a bye. They'll host Cincinnati on Sunday. College football, the Badgers losing at Michigan 24-10. Luke Fickell.
Well, we're not here to sugarcoat anything. Obviously, there are obviously always some good, but our ability to sustain and finish is where, we still are not close to where we need to be.
Wisconsin has now lost 3 in a row. NBA, the Bucks in Miami tonight against the Heat. Giannis recovering from COVID. When will he be ready to play?
He said we're going to need a good 3 days. He told me too, but after watching him, I think it's 3 for sure.
That's the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports on Mike Clemens.
WAUK News Time 8:32, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. You can stream us as well at WAUKradio.com. Serving up all news all morning. And let's get a look at the roads. Here's Bonnie Green with WAUK Traffic, sponsored by Blinzer.com.
A very busy morning now on the roads. 4145 northbound Mayfair to Hampton, stop and go. 94 eastbound's jammed up between 92nd and 35th. Westbound 25th at the Mitchell Boulevard. And 43 southbound at Fond du Lac, a stall on the right shoulder. 43 southbound Brown Deer to Center Street is heavy. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Thanks, Bonnie. WAUK Traffic is sponsored by Blindster.com. What if they can guarantee the price of Bitcoin will be $1 million in 2030? Well, they can't, but they can guarantee you'll save a lot of money on blinds at their company, Blindster.com. free samples, free shipping, and guaranteed to fit. Shop at blindster.com today. WAUK News Time, 8:33. Weather coming up.
This report on WAUK is sponsored by Pickleball Kingdom, just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Pickleball Kingdom.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today with scattered showers, perhaps a rumble of thunder this afternoon. High temperatures in the mid-70s. For tonight, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm as well. Lows in the mid-50s. Increasing sunshine Tuesday, highs in the mid-60s. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
WAUK News Time, 8:34.
Looking for something new to do? Pickleball Kingdom is the place to be, with 17 top-tier indoor courts, a pro shop, event space, locker rooms with showers. It's more than just pickleball. Unwind at the fully stocked bar, catch a game on one of the big screen TVs, or just hang around and enjoy the space.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Donald Driver. This is the place to play.
Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road. Follow Pickleball Kingdom Menominee Falls on Instagram and Facebook.
This is some of the best riding weather of the season. But pay attention and be careful out there, because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call a Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
The harvest season can take more than a toll on a physical body. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. This is Rural Mental Health Week, and we're drawing attention to some of the stories that farmers are sharing on things like social media. That's up next.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
Farmers do battle with Mother Nature every day. They can't control commodity prices. And just like you and I, they have family. Josh and Liz Steiner are first-generation dairy farmers in Monroe in Greene County. 21 years ago, they lost a child that changed their world entirely. Today, Josh and Liz are reminding farmers that it's important you talk about some of those challenges you face, not just with your family members, but with those outside your circle.
And I encourage people to, I call it de-stressitizing, but you've got to get away from the problem for a while, whether it's a mini vacation or just a daycation with the family or some buddies, or, you know, go out some night to eat with your spouse or your friends, or you got to get away to not think about everything at home, I think is the number one thing. And I kind of stress that.
Josh Steiner, along with his wife, Liz, first-generation dairy farmers in Greene County that are now using social media as a way to connect with others that face challenges while farming. They're using TikTok as one of their platforms. Farm Talk is a community, they say, that helps to bring other challenged farm families together to share some of the weight.
What is the Dairyland seed difference? The answer is found in our difference makers. Our seeds are developed and delivered for unrivaled performance in and only in the Upper Midwest. Our local dealers, expert agronomists, and everyone throughout our organization who live to make life better on farms and in the community. It's our people, products, and pedigree that combine to make a true difference that you can see on the bottom line and feel in your heart. Learn more about our difference makers at DairylandSeedDifference.com.
And you might want to start shopping for that Thanksgiving turkey a little earlier this year. The American Farm Bureau Federation's Market Intel series says economic factors like disease challenges as well as high-path avian influenza have driven wholesale turkey prices up about 40%. That's a look at food news on a Monday. I'm PM Yonke.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. September 16th, Maine and Oregon were the first to be sued by the Trump Department of Justice for refusing to provide voter data to be shared within federal agencies. Six more states have been sued, and it could be a good thing. September 25th, DOJ rolled out complaints for Pennsylvania, Michigan, California, Minnesota, New Hampshire, and New York. In August, Pennsylvania Secretary of State Al Schmidt, a Republican, told DOJ, "Your letter dated August 14 specifically asked for detailed personal and confidential information, including driver's license numbers and Social Security numbers, for all Pennsylvania voters. This request and reported efforts to collect broad data on millions of Americans represent a concerning attempt to expand the federal government's role in our country's electoral process," unquote. States have loudly reminded DOJ that the states and Congress are empowered by the U.S. Constitution for election oversight, not the federal government, and that the requests violate both state and federal privacy statutes. Writing in Election Law Blog, professor of law at LMU Loyola Law School, Justin Levitt, writes that the DOJ legal action could turn out to be a good thing. He said, "Now there will be federal judges carefully examining the claims that DOJ has made about its authority under specific statutes and truly putting them to the test." We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hey, good morning. It's 540 WAUK and also on 100.3 FM. And you can stream us too at WAUKradio.com. My name is Dan Haney. Thanks for being there. Now serving all news all morning. We've got local news coming up with Stuart J. Weidels in the WAUK newsroom. Then we'll get to state news with Leslie Lotto. Mike Clements has got sports, Cubs and Brewers tonight, game two of the NLDS. Traffic and weather as well with Bonnie Green, and along with money and business news from CBS, and you just heard from Pam Bianchi. We'll have her again with the Midwest Farm Report. The morning news continues with CBS World News next, WAUK News Time 840.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A federal judge has once again blocked President Trump from sending troops into Portland, Oregon. CBS's Natalie Brand.
The administration arguing that these troops are needed to protect federal property and federal law enforcement. The administration has appealed this latest ruling, this latest order, so this will continue to play out in the court.
Protests in Portland have been growing since the president announced the plan, though they're confined to a single city block.
We don't need help. We've got it under control.
The thing that's harming us is the escalation tactics that Trump's trying to use to create a narrative that, you know, Portland is this boogeyman that requires further militarization, and we just don't.
Troops are being sent to Chicago, where there's growing outrage over ICE raids that have swept up U.S. citizens. The government shutdown is entering a sixth day. CBS's Torian Small.
Negotiations are ongoing, but it appears that both sides are unwilling to budge. Democrats are still demanding inclusions of tax credits for Obamacare subsidies. They're also requiring that the president not rescind changes to appropriations moving forward.
No comment yet from Mark Sanchez attorneys after he was stabbed in a violent encounter outside a bar in Indianapolis that left a truck driver battered and bloody. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
On Sunday, the Marion County Prosecutor's Office charged Sanchez with battery with injury, unlawful entry of vehicle, and public intoxication.
Brady Quinn, who is stepping in for Mark Sanchez. And
Fox Sports noted their colleague's absence on air as he'd been scheduled to call Sunday's Raiders-Colts game.
The grease truck driver told police Sanchez approached him at a loading dock and attacked him. Driver says he stabbed the announcer over fears for his life. One analytics company is predicting booming holiday shopping online this year. Adobe's Vivek Pandya.
This holiday season, we're expecting about $253.4 billion to be spent online. And that's the first time we're seeing over a quarter of a trillion dollars spent for the season.
He expects more than half of online purchases will be made on mobile phones. Pandya says retailers have new and improved apps ready to go. Two American scientists and a researcher from Japan have just been awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine. This morning's announcement from Stockholm.
Mary Branko, Fred Ramsdell, and Shimon Sakaguchi have provided fundamental knowledge of how the immune system is regulated.
Dow futures are up 82. NASDAQ futures ahead 203. This is CBS News.
Presented by T-Mobile. It's better over here. See how at T-Mobile.com/magenta status. That's T-Mobile.com/magenta status.
Morning, Zoe. Got donuts.
Jeff Bridges, why are you still living above our garage?
Well, I dig the mattress, and I want to be in a T-Mobile commercial like you. Teach me, Soldana.
Oh, no, I'm not really prepared. I couldn't possibly.
At T-Mobile, get the new iPhone 17 Pro on them. It's designed to be the most powerful iPhone yet and has the ultimate pro camera system.
Wow, impressive. Let me try. T-Mobile is the best place to get iPhone 17 Pro because they've got the best network.
Nice, Jeffrey.
You heard them. T-Mobile is the best place to get the new iPhone 17 Pro on us with eligible trade-in in any condition.
So, what are we having for lunch?
Dude, my work here is done.
For 24 monthly bill credits and experience beyond for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Credits ended balance due to pay off earlier. Cancel finance agreement. iPhone 17 Pro, 256 gigs, $1,099.99 and new line minimum $100 plus a month plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data 1H2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
A Southern California strip mall is trying something new to keep homeless encampments away.
At first, Sterling Plaza Shopping Center in San Bernardino tried playing Mozart over loudspeakers to stop homeless people from sleeping in front of its stores. That didn't work. So now, they're playing recordings of fighting and screaming cats all night long. It appears to be working, though employees at a nearby Wendy's have to explain to their confused nighttime drive-through customers that no cats are being tortured nearby. The city says the cat sounds do not violate any ordinances. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
What's Elon Musk up to now? A new teaser video on X shows a spinning component that ends with the numbers 10-7, and it's sparking speculation he'll release a new EV tomorrow. Guesses range from a next-generation roadster to a mass-market model. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Traffic around the ballpark will start to get busy around the evening rush. It's an 8:08 first pitch with parking lots open for tailgating at 4:30. It's game two of the National League Division Series between the Brewers and Cubs. After tonight, there's a game for sure in Chicago. Amtrak will be running a special train from Milwaukee to the train station in Chicago, a ride that'll include Bernie Brewer and racing sausages. That Brewers Express will also make normal stops along the regular Hiawatha route, which does include a stop in Racine County. At tonight's game at American Family Field, Brewers legends Cecil Cooper and Trevor Hoffman will throw out the first pitches, along with Bob Uecker Jr. A man is in the hospital after being rescued from a burning apartment in Milwaukee. Firefighters say it started yesterday afternoon on the third floor of a building near Lloyd and Holton. The apartment was destroyed, but no one else was hurt. The cause remains under investigation. If real estate movement is any measure, immigration enforcement efforts could increase around here. ICE is moving into a new 20,000-square-foot facility on Milwaukee's northwest side after months of renovations. The building on West Lake Park Drive will serve as the main office for immigration officers and staff. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports the federal government is also looking for a second office downtown for attorneys who work with ICE, but that office will not hold detainees. After the recent ICE raids in Manitowoc, including 24 arrests tied to suspected trafficking, several advocacy groups got together in Milwaukee. Forward Latino National President Daryl Maureen says he's against the aggressive enforcement.
And let me remind you of one other thing. In and of itself, it is not a crime to be undocumented in the United States. It's a civil violation, like the civil violation I'm going to get when my parking meter expires and I get a parking ticket. It's that minor. And why is it that way? Per statute, per act of Congress. It is not a crime to be undocumented in the United States.
Homeland Security says some of those arrested up north were involved in serious crimes like sexual assault and child trafficking. No criminal complaints have been formally released. Some detainees have been deported or transferred to other facilities. Local advocates and faith leaders are calling for more transparency from federal authorities, saying many of those arrested are farm workers and members of the local community, not criminals. The operation has also sparked fears that immigrant workers are hesitant to go to work or school due to the uncertainty surrounding the raids. ICE officials say the enforcement actions are necessary to uphold the rule of law. The longest-serving speaker of the state assembly is thinking about stepping down next year. Racine County Representative and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss told WISN 12's Upfront program he hasn't decided yet but is weighing his options. He said it's not the first time he's thought about quitting, but he says past challenges kept him going. In the interview, Voss did say he expects Republicans to keep control of the assembly. He said he's looking forward to working with whomever becomes the new governor. He says he'll make a decision in January. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. A veterinarian in southern Wisconsin's losing his license for now. The state's veterinary examining board suspended Dr. Richard Domlin. He's the lead vet at Ridgeland Farms in Blue Mounds. The board voted unanimously after a surprise inspection turned up problems with record keeping. Van Domlin had been allowed to keep practicing under certain conditions before the suspension. This isn't the first time Ridgeland Farms has faced criticism over alleged mistreatment of animals. People in Wisconsin are no longer paying sales tax on electricity and natural gas used in their homes. It was a bipartisan effort that went into effect last week, highlighted this week in Governor Tony Evers' weekly radio address.
Here in Wisconsin, we're working to lower costs for working families and give folks a little extra breathing room in their household budgets.
Evers says the change will help ease the strain of rising living costs. The governor talked up the long-term impact of eliminating the tax.
Over the next 2 years alone, eliminating the sales tax on utility bills will help reduce energy costs for families and save Wisconsin households over $178 million.
Critics argue that eliminating the tax cuts state revenue, which could affect funding for public services in the long run. A new case of bird flu has been found in Wisconsin. The state's agriculture department says the disease hit a commercial poultry flock in Jefferson County that's now under quarantine. Officials say none of those birds will enter the food supply. They're reminding all poultry and livestock owners to keep their hands clean, regularly disinfect their tools, and keep animals separated. Bird owners are also urged to keep their flocks indoors whenever possible. And a monarch migration has begun. If you're lucky, you might spot the butterflies flying south through the state. Right now, they're making a 2.5-month trip from the north all the way to central Mexico. Experts say only a tiny super generation makes that journey. Just 2 to 5% of monarchs survive to adulthood. At night, they rest in roosts that can include hundreds or even thousands of butterflies. Scientists say you can help by planting milkweed and nectar plants and reporting sightings to track their migration. Wisconsin sports, today's forecast, traffic and road delays next. All news, all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM WAUK.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Get Her Done. They're fully insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
540 AM WAUK, now on 100.3 FM in downtown Milwaukee and the east side. A strong, clear FM signal to bring you the news every morning and the same great conversations you've come to expect the rest of the day. Matt and Air on Air at 9, the Tom Hartman Program at 11, Todd Olba at 2, Maggie Dawn at 4. It's all news all morning and great conversation all day on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
Good morning, my name is Dan Haney. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. You can stream us as well at waukradio.com. WAUK News Time 852, the buzz in Milwaukee tonight. NLDS Game 2, Brewers and Cubs, go crew go. Cecil Cooper, I believe, is going to be in town. That's awesome to hear. Let's get a look at sports. With Mike Lemons, WAUK News Time 852.
The playoffs continue in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports at American Family Field, where the Brewers host the Cubs. Tonight in Game 2 of their best-of-five series, the Brewers winning Game 1 on Saturday, 9-3. Lefty Aaron Ashby named the opener for the crew tonight. NFL, the Packers back at work after a bye. They'll host Cincinnati on Sunday. College football, the Badgers losing at Michigan, 24-10. Luke Fickell.
Well, we're not here to sugarcoat anything. Obviously, there are obviously always some good, but our ability to sustain and finish is where, you know, we still are not close to where we need to be.
Wisconsin has now lost 3 in a row. NBA, the Bucks in Miami tonight against the Heat. Giannis recovering from COVID. When will he be ready to play?
He said we're going to need a good 3 days. He told me two, but after watching him, I think it's 3 for sure.
That's the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports on Mike Clemens.
WAUK News Time, 8:53. Time to check on the roads. WAUK traffic is brought to you by Blindster.com. Here's Bonnie Green.
4194 southbound, a crash on the exit ramp to Rawson Avenue. 94 eastbound's just jammed up, 84th Street to 35th. 4194 northbound at Ryan Road, a stall on the right shoulder. And 4194 northbound at Drexel, a stall on the right shoulder. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Thanks, Bonnie. WAUK traffic is sponsored by Blindster.com. Kyle started Blindster in 2010 to make quality custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive, and Blindster's prices are low, and their blinds are guaranteed to fit. Find out more at Blindster.com. Get a look at weather. WAUK News Time, 8:54.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds with scattered showers, perhaps a rumble of thunder this afternoon. High temperatures in the mid-70s. For tonight, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm as well. Lows in the mid-50s. Increasing sunshine Tuesday, highs in the mid-60s. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
WAUK News Time, 8:55. Coming up at 9, we've got Matt Nair on air with Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach. That'll be following CBS News coming up at 9. WAUK News Time, all news all morning. WAUK News Time, 8:55.
Hey, it's Downtown Donnie Brown on This Week in Waukesha. We are acting locally, thinking globally with Dawn Levine and Neil George of Waukesha Resist talking about their big demonstration coming up at Cutler Park on October 18th. Plus more about local politics and all the things that are important to us.
This Week in Waukesha, a weekly podcast presentation of 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Find the podcast at waukradio.com.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your Jill on Money question of the day.
Andrew from Nebraska asks, when my nieces and nephews were born, I opened up an UTMA account for them. I have a new nephew coming, and I was wondering, with the new 529 rules, would it be better to open up a 529 or stick with the UTMA account for the new nephew? Andrew, I would choose a 529 plan over an UTMA account. Given those new rules, which allow up to $35,000 of 529 funds to be contributed to a Roth in the beneficiary's name, that 529 plan is now even more of a slam dunk.
Have a question? Go to JillOnMoney.com.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
Does Donald Trump's big bill provide the largest federal spending cut in U.S. history? No. Spending cuts in the bill that Trump signed wouldn't be the largest ever, despite claims by Republican U.S. Representative Scott Fitzgerald. The original House version would have nominally cut over $1.6 trillion over 10 years. The final version cut even less, $1.2 trillion. With $4.5 trillion in tax cuts, the act will increase federal debt by a massive $3.3 trillion over the next decade. Nonpartisan analysts say the plan's cuts would rank behind a 2011 law's $2 trillion in spending cuts. As a percentage of GDP, it doesn't rank in the top 5%. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org. Is violent crime in the U.S. higher than 25 years ago? No. Violent crime is lower nationally and in major cities than 25 years ago, according to FBI and Justice Department data. In 2023, cities with 250,000 or more people reported 771 violent crimes per 100,000 residents, down from 1,093 in 2000. Nationally, violent crime has stayed below 400 incidents per 100,000 residents for a decade, compared to about 500 in the late 1990s. Pew Research reported a 49% drop in violent crime, which includes murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault since 1993. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:59 coming up at 9. We've got Jane, Matt Nair, and Greg Bach. Matt Nair on air coming up at 9. And CBS News in a few seconds as well. Tomorrow morning, we'll be back 6 o'clock until 9. It's all news all morning here on AM 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Matt Nair on air coming up at 9 following CBS News.
Veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Heather Williams, she's president of the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee.
We have our spotlight races. We share them on our website. You can head to DLC